My dear friends, in the 19th century, there lived in France a certain priest by the name of Father Petit. Father Petit was known for his holiness, and many people loved to listen to his sermons because of the wonderful examples and analogies which he used. On one occasion, when speaking about the ascension of our Lord into heaven, Father Petit described the scene in the following words. He said, "I imagined I was standing there with the disciples, and we were watching our Lord go up to heaven. Soon a cloud hid him from our sight, and an angel came to tell us that someday he would come back, surrounded by glory, to judge mankind. As for myself," Father Petit continues, "I was very sad at seeing my good master go away. And so I followed him as he rose and was hidden behind the cloud. In company with the angels and without being noticed by anyone, I reached the gate of paradise. It was a magnificent gate, out of which came floods of light and happy music. Then Jesus, followed by a long procession of saints, went to sit upon his throne. An angel was about to shut the gate," continues Father Petit, "but I asked him to let me look inside and see heaven just for a moment. Certainly," replied the angel, "but you must be quick or someone will see you. I gazed with happiness on this home of glory." But then Father Petit asked the angel another question. "May I know, dear angel, if among the thrones I see in so many rows, there is one for me?" "Of course, Father," replied the angel. "Here it is." "I looked, and then I saw near the door," explained Father. "I saw a long way from where our Lord was seated on his throne, a tiny little seat, very low and ordinary looking. And although I was very glad to be among those who were saved, I asked the angel, is there any means of procuring a better place than that?" "That depends on yourself, Father," the angel responded. "We angels are commanded to make the thrones, but we have no material except that which is provided for us by the future occupants. Although your throne is not very grand as yet, it can be improved and moved very much higher, even close to the place of honor." "The angel then closed the gate of heaven," said Father Petit, "and I found myself again in the chapel. I realized," he concluded, "that my many faults were obstacles to eternal happiness, and I resolved then and there to overcome them and to practice more frequent acts of virtue." Today, my dear faithful, is the great feast of the Ascension. And this feast is so magnificent that the Church continues to celebrate it for a full 8 days after it occurs. Today, we remember how 40 days after our Lord's resurrection from the dead, he led Our Lady, the apostles, and a few of his faithful followers to the summit of Mount Olivet near Jerusalem. And there he gave the apostles their divine mission. "Go ye into the whole world," he said, "and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be condemned." And after he had said this, Our Lord rose into the air and out of sight, going back to his Father in heaven, where now he reigns in glory, waiting to return to us on the last day. And Ascension Thursday, my dear faithful, like all the feasts of the Church, draws to our mind some fundamental teaching of our faith. The underlying theme of today's feast day is heaven. We are to follow our Lord there in our thoughts, as Father Petit did, and consider what it will be like to go there someday. And you know, Father Petit made this consideration very practical for himself. We know that heaven is a reward for the faithful service of God here on earth. Our Lord and the saints, especially Saint Paul, they speak of this reward by means of analogies. They refer to it as a throne, or as the crown of glory, which awaits those who love and serve God in this world. But you know, the degree of joy and happiness possessed by souls in heaven does vary. Some souls will be happier than others. They will shine with a brighter light. They will participate to a greater degree in the beatific vision, and they will be more closely united to God. And this is what Father Petit illustrated for his audience using the example of the throne which he saw prepared for himself in heaven. He saw many thrones, rows upon rows of thrones, of various sizes and beauty. Some of them were very close to our Lord's, and some of them were further away. What is it then that determines how beautiful our throne will be, and how close we will be to our Lord in heaven? What makes the happiness of one soul greater or lesser than the happiness of another soul? It is, my dear faithful, that degree of merit which a person has at the moment of their death. Merit is a right to a reward, and a person earns this merit by his good works. Thus our Lord said that he will come to render to everyone according to his works. And what are these meritorious works? What are these labors by which we can earn greater merit in heaven? They are our good deeds, our patient bearing of crosses, and our prayers. When a person who is in the state of grace performs an act of charity, or resists a temptation against purity, or fulfills his Sunday obligation by going to Mass, he performs a good deed, and thus he merits a reward in heaven. When a person patiently suffers some difficulty and offers up to God the inconvenience or the pain and the heartache that he suffers, or when a person prays to God with attention and devotion, even if only by short aspirations, when a person does these things for the love of God, he is, to use Father Petit's illustration, providing the angels with the material to build his throne in heaven. He's meriting a greater reward, a greater nearness to God, which he will enjoy for all eternity. My dear friends, let us not lose the precious opportunities in this life to secure a higher degree of happiness in the next. Every good work left undone, every little sacrifice left unmade, and every prayer left unsaid, not only robs God of the honor due to him, but it deprives us of that degree of glory which he holds out to us. When then you see someone in need of help, Take the time to perform that small act of charity. When you're tempted to sin, even in small things, call upon our Lord and our Lady right away and ask them to help you to be faithful in the practice of virtue. If you're tempted to complain about some suffering you have to endure, whether it be the shortage of supplies or long lines to get into the stores, remember that the inconveniences you may have to suffer for a time here translate into an eternity of happiness hereafter. And when you're tempted to neglect your daily prayers, tempted to think, what's the point? What difference do my prayers make? Or tempted to give in to distractions during your prayers, remember that for every Our Father or Hail Mary that is said with faith, attention, and devotion, there will be a corresponding increase of merit, which you will take with you someday when you go before our Lord's judgment seat. My dear faithful, we must have the outlook of Father Petit when it comes to how we live our lives. He wanted to live every day with the thought of heaven before him, to be a constant reminder that the reward he would have in heaven depended on his every action here on earth. Each day, each moment of our lives is an opportunity for us. By God's grace, may we miss no opportunity to grow in his love and friendship, so that someday we may follow our Lord to heaven and sit close by his throne forever and ever. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.